Austin's Metro Rapid buses are larger and, let's be honest, nicer than your typical bus. They've got more doors, for one, for faster loading. You can look up when the next one's going to arrive on your smartphone. And they have Wi-Fi, too. The Rapid Bus System is the first major transit project in Austin since the rollout of the Metro Rail Red Line several years ago. That project was late, over budget, and struggled to attract riders at first. The Rapid Buses, however, started on time and under budget. But 6 months after the launch of the first Rapid Bus Line, which goes up and down Lamar and Congress, ridership in the corridor is down 16% from 2 years ago.
Well, we certainly didn't want that to happen. We had hoped that would not happen, but it did happen. And
Todd Hemmingson is Vice President of Strategic Planning and Development with Capital Metro. So why did ridership go down? For one, the new Rapid Buses cost 50% more to ride. Lyndon Henry is a transportation planning consultant in Austin.
I think Capital Metro would agree that charging this extra fare for, you know, what's essentially just basically a bus service, you know, be a little bit better for people, but I don't know that it's enough that if it's $1.50 instead of $1, you know, to ride that, I don't know that it's going to suddenly get a huge jump in ridership.
Originally, the planners did not want to have that price differential.
That's Jace Deloney, another local transit advocate. He's a board member on the Austin Transportation Commission.
We saw that it had a huge effect and an unforeseen effect on ridership.
Capital Metro says the decision to charge more is justified by the higher level of service Rapid Bus provides.
Faster travel time, you have roomier, more comfortable buses, you have improved stops, and you Wi-Fi on board, so there are a lot of benefits.
On top of higher fares with the introduction of Rapid Buses, existing local bus lines had their frequency cut in half on the line with the highest ridership in the city. And the rapid stops were placed further apart, separate from the local bus lines. Transit advocates predicted these factors would cause ridership to go down, and they were proven right.
We're certainly doing the analysis to figure out as much as we can why ridership has dropped some, and we'll come up with a plan to address the situation, and that's what we intend to do here.
Capital Metro says it's starting to go in a positive direction. With the new line debuting this week, they expect ridership to improve. They're also considering some tweaks to the service if they can get the city to approve them. Things like turning lights green early along parts of the route for rapid buses. Right now, one lane of Guadalupe and Lavaca through downtown is for buses only. Hemmingson says they'd like to look at expanding those bus lanes even further. Expanding those transit lanes and making them truly dedicated for buses is high on the wish list of local transit advocates like Deloney. He says while the transit priority lanes are good downtown, they're still surrounded by choke points. They could also use bus-only lanes.
On the bridges or through the drag or through any high congested area that has a lot of automobile traffic that's actually holding the transit vehicles back and making them late.
And that's one of Capital Metro's goals, make mass transit attractive and efficient by making it immune to the woes of traffic.
Local stop service just continues to get bogged down in traffic as congestion grows. What we're trying to do is, to the degree we can, get out ahead of the curve. The goal was of being as congestion-proof as possible.
Capital Metro doesn't have any immediate plans for additional rapid bus lines at the moment, but they are going to study some possible additional routes. One potential one they've already spent a little time looking at goes from East Riverside to the Miller development. Does that sound familiar? It's not too different from the light rail proposal that Austin voters are set to decide on this fall. Transit advocates like Deloney say they'd prefer rapid bus service there instead, at a fraction of the cost. Terrence Henry, KT News.